What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bros Before Rose. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And it's time to get horny.
Oh, yeah.
So we talked about this a little bit. We're about a week late.
Oh, no, we're coming to you. No, look, we're coming to you spoiler loaded.
Yeah.
You don't know what happened. No one's watched this episode. We're definitely breaking all the news on this show.
Yeah, yeah. We're coming at you with the first
podcast.
Breaking news, guys. Yeah, breaking news. Breaking news, everyone. We have information about the Bachelorette finale.
That no one else has seen.
No one has seen it yet. We are coming at you hot and fresh. No one knows this information. Who's going to win? No, is it Blake? Is it Garrett?
I have no idea.
Nobody knows.
Well, I mean, I do have an idea. I watched it. That's how I can do this.
I mean, did we watch it?
But no one else in the world knows. No one else knows. This show.
God, no. Everyone knows that nobody watches The Bachelorette or ever looks at a fucking People magazine at the line at Duane Reade, which just fucking tells you on Tuesday morning, Garrett wins!
No, you fucking ruined it! You ruined it. Now everyone's gonna know.
Now everyone's gonna know.
You're not gonna listen to this entire episode.
Fuck.
Well, it's shit.
Oh well.
Well, we discussed it at the beginning. Look, I said it. It wouldn't be a Bros Before Rose podcast if we didn't do something wrong.
Yep. And what we're doing wrong is recording a week after the finale.
But I think it's no. But it's good. Because we're still giving the people their content.
We're giving the people their content. And we're going to finish this and then we have to fucking turn around and record Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, when are we going to do that?
We'll figure it out later.
I have no idea. We've got to figure that shit out.
Oof. So, yeah. The Bachelor
finale. This is Bros Before Rose.
This is Bros Before Rose. We're coming in. We're coming in like a... Like
a hot... We're coming in with those hot takes a week later.
Yep.
That's okay. No. But I think it's... No, I'm still happy to talk about it.
No, I am too.
Because I think a week, as we say in so many podcasts that we do, or episodes of this podcast that we do, you and I lead, you know, very just busy lives.
Yeah.
And sometimes it really just, it hurts the amount of time we're able to devote to this. Like this,
exactly.
This weekend ended up being way crazier for me than I thought it was going to be. I'm training a new...
Same here.
...cook at the restaurant, and... That's coming with a whole lot of, you know, challenges in a good way, but it just creates a lot more work for me.
Exactly.
So it just made it a bit more of a hectic weekend. So happy to be here though and be able to get this done with you.
Yeah. No, me too. I'm very happy that we're able to do this. And I wish we could dedicate more time to this.
Yeah.
Or if we had normal schedules.
Yeah,
but
the fact that we're able to at least dedicate the ability to watch this show and then do a podcast on it is impressive.
Definitely. So we are just talking about the finale though this week.
Just the finale.
We'll get to BIP. We're still planning on covering Bachelor in Paradise because holy shit is it fantastic. But we're gonna have to sit on that for another.
I gotta catch up. We're gonna Bachelor in Paradise a little bit.
Oh, it's incredible.
What I was going to say too. I am going to apologize at the beginning of this episode because I have a bit of a head cold. So if my voice sounds a little less, you know, sexy and you know, full of, you know, horniness.
Yeah.
I think that's the term I wanted to use.
Yeah.
Then that is why it's because I am a little sick.
Okay.
But for the first time ever, I think this is important because it's our 20th episode.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, we're recording at your house.
We're recording at my house.
It's a big
time.
Deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's nice.
Yeah. It's
why do we... I don't know.
Your place is nice, too.
My place is fine.
Yeah.
This is good. This is like... This is nice living.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. We're recording at my place, and it's fun. It's going to make editing easier because I won't have to transfer files
nice.
From my laptop to my work computer. I can just record directly to the computer
it's
I'm going to edit
yeah,
on.
No, good job us.
Yeah.
We figured it
I'm
out.
I'm going to turn this episode around pretty quick, which will
good,
be good.
Nice.
Yeah. Because moving files takes so fucking long.
It does. It's a really long time. I mean, I don't know anything.
It doesn't take that long. I'm just
okay.
easily distracted.
You could have told me that, and I would have 100% believed you.
Yeah. The most work... Just, all right, peek behind the kimono. Just the most work is when we have to record remotely, and I have to line up our audio tracks and everything.
I feel like it's not that... difficult, or
it's not that difficult, but it just takes like a couple. It takes like a couple extra minutes because I have to download your file and then I have to get import everything into Audacity. And it's
this is good. I'm sure they all want
to
hear.
Well, here's the thing. Like,
this is why people listen to our podcast. This is so they learn how we make our podcast.
This was a 3-hour finale, which, to be fair, pales in comparison to Ari's 5-hour finale.
Was that? That's right. Oh my god. Sit back, boys and girls. It's a 5-hour finale that we're splitting into two nights, so fuck you.
Yeah. So this was just 3 hours, and I'm not saying we're gonna have to stretch for time, but let's be honest, not a lot happens. Not a lot happens. We're covering two family meets and two dates, and the dates
and the end.
And then a proposal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
And a heartbreak, like that's it. They didn't even give a lot of time to the live live stuff. There was nothing going on.
Yeah.
Usually there's some like stuff like, ooh, what's gonna happen? Let's bring in this person.
Yeah.
Well, I think that she might love one of them.
Well, you
really
think
how
about,
much does she love one of them? A lot.
You like, think about Rachel's finale last season on the last Bachelorette.
And yes.
And her finale was 1 3-hour long, yeah. But two, the pacing of that season had gotten so fucked that her finale, we still had one fantasy suite date to get through.
Oh my god, I totally forgot about that. That's right.
There was a fantasy suite and then a rose ceremony and then 2 hours of Peter crying in a hotel room and then a proposal from Brian. Like,
oh,
that's...
Oh man, that was such a shit way to end the show too.
Yeah.
Fucking sucked. I remember that. We had a lot of... We weren't doing this podcast, of course.
We had not been podcasting yet.
Man, that episode would have been crazy just to talk about. Because you and I... I remember that because you and I met in the park.
Yes.
Like, very soon after that. And we had a long... We literally walked through Central Park having a very long conversation about this.
Yes. Prospect Park. Prospect
Park.
Prospect
Park? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, it was a park.
Yeah. And this was just a very... I'd say this was a very by the numbers finale.
Oh yeah, this was about as
about
as bachelor as it can get.
Really, and it's so fucked up to think about, in the sense that we watched one proposal, we watched one heartbreak, and that's just fucking normal. That's not even normal. That's fucking boring. After watching Ari break up with Becca and then get engaged to the fucking runner-up, and then after watching...
It's like it never happened.
Like a 2-hour hotel tear fest with Rachel and Peter, and even... before then was Nick, and that was normal too.
Right, that was normal. We've had a normal...
We haven't seen just like a regular fucking batched finale in 3 seasons.
Yeah, this has been it. Like, yeah. Regular, but it's like... But it's weird that like The Bachelor will just like brush it under the table, like just forget about it. Don't worry. You got the love story you wanted this time. Just forget about that bullshit.
And the thing is, I feel like they're definitely hiding the shitty Bachelorette finale behind Bachelor in Paradise. Cause hoo boy, did they push Bachelor in Paradise a lot. And we're gonna have to talk about that at a different time. So the first episode of Bachelor in Paradise already happened, and it was fucking incredible. We will cover that, but you still need to watch it. We'll get to it. It was great. Like, this is going to be a good season for Paradise. I can already tell.
I dig it.
I can already fucking tell. God, we haven't even fucking started talking about the episode yet.
Yeah, it's because we somehow need to stretch time. Well, now I've told
them. I guess we've done it.
I've given up our master plan.
Oh, well. Well, let's talk about this episode. So
yeah, let's break into it. It's the finale.
We have the live studio audience this time,
which we still have not yet figured out how to get.
We still haven't figured out how to get a pass in there.
Okay, if we went, would we have to bring paraphernalia to get signed by other Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants?
Because I
feel like that would be way more fun. Because they're there. Some of them there. Like,
yes.
Eric, sign my shirt!
But here's the thing. We don't know who's going to be there.
No, but it doesn't matter. Because there's going to be at least one person.
But here's the thing. Go with who you know is going to be there. You know what I want? I want a signed portrait of Chris Harrison. You know he's going to be there.
Oh, okay. Look, let's be honest here. If I had a signed portrait of Chris Harrison, it's hanging over my bed for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
I'm going to marry a woman, and she'll be like, why do you have this?
Why
don't you have this? So this is the most prized possession. We're married. I know.
Yeah. Like, we, like, and the thing is, just because this season has ended and After the Final Rose has already happened, it doesn't mean that our quest to get to After the Final Rose...
Oh, no, right. Like, no. Like, don't get me wrong. Even after this podcast ends and our children are doing it...
We're going to be at After the Final Rose someday. Yeah. Maybe it'll be next season. Maybe it'll be the season... Maybe it'll be in 5 years.
We want everyone to know this quest is never going to end until we actually do it.
But the thing is,
we're going to go more.
Here's the thing. About once a year, I tweet at Chris Harrison, hey, how do I get to After the Final Rose, and he's never responded to me.
Keep doing it.
So I'm gonna do it again, but it's gonna have to wait till January. I feel like I need to do it. But when
include the fact that we are on a shitty podcast.
I don't want Chris Harrison to listen to this podcast.
No. I don't want him to listen to the podcast, but I want him to know, because then maybe he'll be like, "Oh, I get why they want to be."
Oh, here. Or maybe he'll think, "Oh, they're members of the press. They should be there."
Oh my god! Or maybe they. Like, what if we had 100 episodes of Bros Before Rose?
Yeah.
And at that point, he's like, hey, we're doing episode 101. arbitrary number.
Or we've done 99 episodes and this is our
100th episode, right. And he goes, hey, for 100th episode, we want to be there.
Coming at you live from After the Final Rose. Oh, shit.
It's us. It's your boys.
It's us. You know we'd have to wear suits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I had to speak like that to say
good.
That.
Good.
My octave went up way too high for that.
Very high. I was impressed, honestly.
But that's how much I mean it.
Yeah.
So this is the last episode.
This is the finale of The Bachelorette now.
Yes, after the final race.
So we have two men left. We have Garrett, we have Blake.
Blake. We're like mandated to do that.
We have to do that now. Episode now. Also, do you know his Instagram handle is Balake?
He leaned into it.
Yeah,
I like
he leaned
that.
Into
he
it.
He leaned into
yeah.
it.
Yeah. He picked up what we were putting down. I'm happy about it.
He changed that because of us.
He did.
He's been listening. He's a
of course, Blake is...
Long-time listener, Blake. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Nope, I'm not even... I think it's like Horseman.
It's like, yeah, Blake Horseman. It's definitely not...
No, no, it is. No, hold on.
I think it's close.
Blake, I'm Googling this right now.
It's Horstman.
Horstman.
Not Horseman.
You know Blake Horseman, the star of
Blake
that
Horseman.
Netflix series?
Yeah, Blake Horseman.
The star of the Netflix series about the 90s actor, Blake Horseman.
Blake Horseman. the very successful 90s actor who's actually really happy with himself and has zero problems in his life.
Exactly.
Blake Horseman.
Blake Horseman.
So anyway, so it's Blake and Garrett, and they're vying for the love of I almost
Becca.
Said Rachel, but her name's Becca.
This one is Becca.
This one's Becca.
We're on, this is, that was the last one.
Right
now we're on this one. So we get we open on a fun montage, not even a montage, just Becca hanging out with her family. Are they still they're in the Maldives now?
Yes, they are.
They're not still in Thailand.
Man, I gotta tell you, did they just get a free ride? Not free ride, but a free trip to the Maldives.
Becca's family?
Yeah.
I assume so.
That's awesome.
I assume ABC
pays for that. I hope one of my family like members and my family members, I mean my son, becomes a bachelor.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, we're bringing my family to the Maldives or whatever, and I can just be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like I'm actually a huge fan. I watched every season.
I've been watching this show. Because you know every parent has never watched this show before.
Oh, yeah. Other than like Colton's parents, apparently.
Yeah, but you know in like 10 years or so, because The Bachelor will still be on.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's eternal.
We're going to have like people like parents who are on like who are meeting like the contestants, and they clearly have been watching The Bachelor, so they're very excited.
Yes,
they're like, "Hey, where's Chris?
is Mr. Harrison? Yeah, I just want to be
Harrison.
Mr. Harrison." So, I do want to burst everyone's bubble here though, because we were really excited for Becca's family.
Oh God, yeah.
And then you know what? We just got shot down.
Yep.
Because let me tell you. This is probably the most egregious thing that's ever happened in my history of watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette. And is that Uncle Gary was not there.
Yeah.
We have been, for this entire
this whole season, we've been talking about Uncle Gary.
We've mentioned Uncle Gary at least once an episode. And we've lost our shit at how much we love fucking Uncle Gary. Because Uncle Gary's the best.
Yeah.
And how the fuck... was he not with the family?
Instead, we get
in
this
Maldives.
Fucking D-list Uncle Chuck.
Yeah. Okay. First off, okay. Like Uncle Chuck, I'm sure you're great.
I'm sure he's a great uncle.
But you're no Uncle Gary.
You're not Uncle Gary. You're not the uncle
and
that
he
like
tries.
You no, know, of he course tries. He tries.
He tries to like be the Uncle Gary and like really give him those hard hitting questions. But no, he didn't do it well enough. He did fine.
No.
But he wasn't any Uncle Gary. I didn't love him the same way.
Yeah.
It was tough. I was really upset.
It was hard.
You stepped your shit up, Bachelor.
But here's who we did get. We did get Becca's sister.
Yes.
And I want to say her name is Emily.
It is Emily.
And I'm confirming that it is Emily by looking at this recap
right
article that I have right in front of me. Her name is Emily. Now, here's the thing.
Okay, I didn't remember Emily from the first...
I don't think she was there.
I think she may have been there, but she didn't get a lot of screen time.
Okay.
But we would have to go back. We can go back and watch it and confirm later, but...
I don't remember her being on Becca's Hometown Day
with
Ari.
Somehow she seemed familiar, though.
Mm.
I don't know.
Mm.
Her?
Her?
Her? Emily? Her?
Now, the first thing, and it's just that I just... that you notice about Emily is that, wow, this woman has big hair.
She has very big hair.
She has very big hair. She also doesn't look anything like Becca.
They look nothing alike.
They are blood related. Becca confirmed this on Instagram. They are sisters.
Yes, 100%.
But wow, they don't look anything alike.
Not at all.
Not even a little.
Not even a little. It like, Becca has straight brunette hair.
She might straighten her hair, though. Because her mom also has stupid curly hair. Like,
that's true.
And by stupid curly, I don't mean like bad curly. I mean like just very curly. Like, yes. I use stupid as like a modifier to mean very.
I'm glad that you confirmed that.
I just want to confirm that. Yeah.
I know what you mean.
I don't want to insult...
our tens of listeners.
Yeah. I don't want to insult anybody with curly hair. I don't think curly hair is stupid.
I think it's beautiful.
No, me too. It's great. Really do.
Now that we've moved past that.
This episode is going to run long somehow.
This is when our episodes become the silliest, and we just need to figure it out.
When we barely remember the episode.
No, I remember the whole episode. No. I remember the whole episode. I know everything.
Well, you probably watched it recently. I watched it when it happened.
No, I watched it the day after it happened, okay? It was a big deal. I texted you about it.
Okay.
Let's do the damn thing. I did it. Let's start. So Emily doesn't look anything like Becca.
Yes.
And that is for sure, because she's a little bit shorter than Becca. I couldn't even tell, like, facially that they look the same.
Yeah.
I didn't see any, like, they didn't have, like, a similar nose or anything.
Yeah.
So I, too, thought, like, she was, like, a half-sister, maybe?
That was my initial impression, but
apparently
no. Nope, they're not. They're related.
Little thing.
All right.
But, I will say this about Emily. I loved her.
She was very good. She, in terms of the way that she kind of, like, and we'll get to this later.
I think she was like, Uncle Gary ain't here. Time for me to step up.
Yeah. And not only that, I'm going to compare her to another sister. She reminded me in the way that she, like, you know, confronted a lot of the men about like how they're doing. She reminded me a lot of Kylie, Kendall's sister.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Felt very similar to that.
Yeah.
But like, at least Kylie looks exactly like Kendall.
At least, yeah. Kendall and Kylie are very
obviously
related.
You can say like, oh yeah, they're sisters.
They're, yeah.
Because they have the same face.
Twins even.
Yeah, they're twins even. is Emily older or younger than Becca?
I want to say younger, but then again, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Not important.
My gut says younger, but I think that's just because she's shorter than Becca.
Size does not, like, height does not, like, discern
no.
age.
Are you sure? People don't just, like, people continue growing forever, right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
So the older person has to be the taller one.
Yeah, exactly, 100%.
Okay.
But then you slowly grow, like, towards the ground.
Yeah.
Not dying. I'm just saying you, like, get shorter. Like, you're more hunched.
Yeah.
Relax. No, we're moving past this.
We're moving past this.
This isn't good.
This
isn't
bit's
funny.
Bad. This bit is bad.
But anyway, but what isn't bad is how much I do really like Emily, and I really love the question she asks.
Yeah.
She really, like, tries to get into it with both, not into it in, like, a sense of, like, I'm gonna, like, stir some shit up. It's like, I really want to question these two men and really get a feeling because they're about to join my family.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing that I love about Becca's family is how important family is to all of them.
Yeah.
And so, for them, if you want to be part of this family, you really need to connect with us.
Yeah.
And a seal of approval from Becca's family is essentially like, you're the one.
Yeah.
So, this is really the most important family meet day.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, Garrett is the first one to have his family meeting.
He is.
Becca kind of, like, you know, gives him the whole spiel, like, hey, you're going to meet Garrett.
Hey, this one's Garrett. He got the first impression rose,
because, yeah,
so he's going to win.
And they ask her, do you like both men? I love both of them. I've told him, like, I haven't told him I love him yet, though.
Oh, Beepus.
And, like, her mom's like, well, you're all right.
We got the scene that was in, like, the coming up,
yes,
between Becca and her mom that I loved, of Becca, like, crying in her mother's arms saying, I just don't want to hurt anybody, and her mom being like, oh,
well,
that's going to
happen.
You're going to. It's like, it's going to happen.
But that's that's I love that because she was real.
Yeah.
She wasn't like, oh, you won't. You
oh,
didn't
it's
going
it.
To
be fine.
No, her
honey.
Mom was like, no.
No,
like,
it's like,
you
signed up to be the fucking bachelorette.
Right. Like,
you have broken many hearts already.
Yeah. Like,
what is one more to you? It's
right.
nothing.
Yeah. Claim his soul and then become more powerful. That's all you have to do,
yeah,
Becca.
Exactly.
But it was, yeah, it was exactly what I would want a parent, like, not in that moment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want my parent to be like, well, you're gonna, like, well, thanks a lot, Mom.
Yeah.
But, like, as the casual observer being like, be a good parent, like, she was a great parent in that situation.
I think so, yeah.
She did a great job.
Yeah.
I would have told my son or daughter the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Gonna break someone's heart.
Yeah.
And, but that, but, like,
and that's
you
and
know
that,
what you signed up for. You know what you
yeah,
signed up
that's
for.
Hard. But again, you're the bachelorette, Becca.
Yeah. So, Garrett's up first.
Yep.
Shows out with a nice thing of flowers.
Yep.
And everyone's happy.
Everyone's happy
They're
to see Garrett.
To and you know what always happens? This always happens. Everyone's like sitting around. I'll tell you, you know, he's going to show up and I'm going to ask him questions.
Oh, I've got some questions for him.
And if he doesn't answer them, I'm not going to be happy.
Uncle Chuck's going to have words with this Garrett
fella.
Let
me tell you, I'm going to ask him some questions.
We're going to find out whether or not this fucker likes to pick apples.
Yeah, what do you think about questions? Well, you know, I'm going to ask him and I don't know what you think. That's essentially like what they're doing. And then and they're acting all tough. And then the mini comes in. Hey!
They're immediately hugging.
They've
and
immediately
like,
forgotten all of their questions.
Exactly. But you know who didn't forget all of his questions? Uncle Chuck.
Uncle Chuck. He was right.
Uncle
was
Chuck ready fucking throws down with Garrett.
Bullets. Bang, bang, bang. Tell me about this. Tell me about that.
Well,
let's get deep.
Fucking Uncle Chuck opens up. Becca tells me you've been married before. How come that didn't work out, huh?
Yeah, he was like, he went in it to
yeah.
win it. And I was like, but like, okay, look, this ain't no Uncle Gary.
This ain't no Uncle Gary, but Uncle Chuck
But that was
isn't...
a good starter from Uncle
yeah,
Chuck.
Yeah, Uncle Chuck, he's not Uncle Gary, but Uncle Chuck isn't fucking around here.
No, he ain't fucking around.
Yeah.
He understands Uncle Gary ain't here.
Yeah.
He's got to fill in the uncle shoes.
Exactly. And Garrett sort of explains his previous marriage about how
yeah,
it was...
it gets, okay, so I don't want to, we all know, okay, look, you've all been listening to this podcast for this entire season. You're devoted listeners.
Exactly.
You've listened to every word we've said. You can't wait till these episodes come out.
And you also know...
You know that what you know about Garrett's marriage.
You know
about
Garrett's marriage.
We don't need to tell you
marriage.
More about this.
But here's the thing. You also know that the two of us as hosts, we're doing our gosh darn best, but we also don't care about either of these men.
No, we don't.
Not even a little.
I care enough about you to tell you that I know that he didn't have a good marriage and they got out of it and he said all the same stuff about like everything you've heard in
we didn't
season,
learn anything new about
learned
Garrett
nothing
here.
New about Garrett and
no.
that's not a problem
that's not
it's
a problem
just,
like we know everything we need to know about
him. I don't want to talk about it more because we've talked about it like
yeah.
you just what's the point
we've already talked about it so,
Garrett had a bad first marriage they ended up divorcing and that's a thing that affects him
yeah cool
but the only big thing is that he's talking about it and he really, really expresses how much he loves Becca and how much he feels for Becca, and then he starts crying.
Yep.
And that was a very kind of emotional, touching moment where him and Uncle Chuck are kind of crying together, and there's like, we're all friends.
Yeah.
And it was nice.
Yep.
I liked it. I was like, this is good. Garrett's make a good first impression.
Yep.
So
did.
It seems like he's conquered Uncle Chuck. That makes it sound like he like defeated him in battle.
Yeah.
He beat the first gym leader.
The Bachelor has to fight. Garrett have to fight the families.
I bet if the Bachelor took place in the Pokemon universe, that's how it would happen.
Oh yeah.
He has to like battle each family member to be able to marry the daughter.
Yeah. That's definitely how like. You have to defeat.
I know that's a random thought,
no,
but
no,
like
no,
it just popped into my
like,
head.
But like to like if you like it's like you know how like in this dumb show you have the people like you're like asking the parents permission to marry their daughter or
yeah.
something. In the world of Pokemon, you have to defeat her father her
entire family
Elite Four style. No Pokemon Center tricks.
Yeah, no Pokemon.
No,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
have to beat the
you
whole
want her
family.
Hand. Yeah, oh yeah, be sick.
Uncle Gary wants to battle.
Uncle Gary wants to battle!
Uncle Gary's a rock type gym leader.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
yeah Uncle Gary's a
rock type. Uncle Gary's rock type and Uncle Chuck is ground type.
I definitely felt like he was ground type.
Yeah.
I bet.
Am I saying that because he was wearing a brown shirt? Almost definitely.
You know, Emily felt like she was a grass trainer.
I can see Emily as a grass trainer.
Yeah, definitely a grass trainer. this is what this episode is devolving into.
What kind of trainer is Becca, though? I think Becca is a...
She's a cool trainer.
Well, she's a cool trainer, but what's her type? What Pokemon type does she use?
No, I'm saying, because cool trainers always have, like, those cool-ass Pokemon. Like,
yeah.
Those like... Because they don't have types. They're just like, what's the coolest
Pokemon? What's the coolest Pokemon?
So they'll have, like, they'll have the Machamp, or the Charizard, or, like, the Cloyster and Onix.
Yeah.
That's a deep Pokemon
joke. It is. That's a deep Pokemon reference. I appreciate the fuck out of that. Yeah, I could see Becca as a cool trainer, though.
She's definitely a cool trainer. Cool trainer Becca.
Yeah.
Cool
trainer Becca.
And she's like, you can't see what I'm doing, radio people, but she's like pointing and holding a Pokeball.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move past this.
We're going to talk about this
a
lot
fun
more.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about this a lot
more. That was a fun goof. I want to have a whole episode of just this, how The Bachelor would work in the world of
Pokemon. Because I'm thinking now, you know Kendall and Kylie are going to be like the twins Pokemon
They are absolutely the twins
and
Pokemon
And they're
going to
be psychic Pokemon.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh my god, we can have a whole episode about this.
We can have a whole episode about
this. Let's table this. This is a great idea.
Yeah, this is a great idea. Nobody steal our BuzzFeed article.
Fucking idea. TM, TM, TM.
Nobody steal this BuzzFeed article we need to write.
Yeah, we're gonna send them immediately.
I'm sending this to BuzzFeed.
Right now. 11 reasons why Pokemon would work in the Bachelor universe.
11 reasons why Bachelorette Becca Kufrin would be a psychic Pokemon trainer.
We have like a bunch of articles about all of this. Oh my god, can we just start writing articles comparing Pokemon and The Bachelor and Bachelorette?
And Blake is obviously a fighting type gym leader.
Oh yeah, so is Bachelor in Paradise, is that like the battle frontier?
I'd say so, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. The champion is
Chris Harrison.
And honestly, I see Chris Harrison
as like his Pokemon are unbeatable.
Well,
like,
no,
all
I
of them are legendary.
I genuinely see
right?
Chris Harrison as a dragon type Pokemon trainer.
Oh, 100%.
Like he's the kind. Like,
he's Lance.
Yeah, exactly.
He's Lance.
He is. We are. I can hear us losing listeners right now,
but it's so good. Sorry, that
I
was
can
a,
hear the listener count dropping.
You're right. That was a random thought that I had that just it felt right.
Yeah.
And we both got a little too excited about
we
it.
We did.
So he defeats Uncle Gary. No,
so Uncle Chuck. Uncle Chuck has
and
been defeated.
And then he moves on to Emily.
Where they have a similar conversation.
Very similar conversation, but again, she really, really addresses the issue she's feeling and like, do you love her? How do you feel? Like,
yeah.
She really just tries to get Garrett to open up and, you know, feel like a part of the family, and it really seems like they get along super well.
Yeah,
it seems like Garrett gets along great with everybody.
Yeah,
and everyone seems to love him.
Is it so far off to say that Garrett might be a likable guy?
Yeah, he might be a likable guy. Do you think he's gonna win?
Do you think he's gonna like some weird shit on Instagram?
Nah, no way.
Nah,
no way. That will be discussed later.
We'll get back to that.
It is mentioned in the episode in the show, and I thought they handled it with a lot of grace.
I agree.
But we'll get there.
Next up is it's Blake time.
Well, I think we should just address one thing before we get to the Blake thing.
Hit me.
I apologize.
Hit me.
So he leaves.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that Emily mentions about Garrett.
Yeah.
Is that she just felt like he was part of the family already.
Yeah.
And I think that was a thing that, like, it seems a little I don't know, it seems like it could be kind of like an innocuous thing, maybe, but like that seems like a bigger thing that could have played more into Becca's mind already.
Yeah.
She wants someone that feels like a part of the family. That's a huge thing to say about someone.
I think so, yeah.
And that's before the show ended, that's what made me think, like, I thought it was going to be Garrett no matter what.
Yeah.
That's just kind of where my head was at. But that one sentence made it seem like it was definitely going to be Garrett, just to me, because that's what Becca looks for more.
Later on, that where I knew Garrett was going to win,
mm-hmm.
and it's during their date. And we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Because now it's time for Blake to meet the family.
Yes.
And hoo boy, he does not do as well as Garrett does. He does
I
well.
I feel like they make you think that.
Well, no, that's
because of how he's reacting in his talking head.
Exactly. Blake is much more. He has the same thing. Shows up in a white button-down shirt with some flowers. Blake brought wine. Garrett didn't. Just pointing that out.
Blake would have already won in my book.
Yeah. Yep.
You're getting me drunk. You're good.
I still think a lot about Corinne's hometown date,
mm-hmm.
where Corinne's dad told Nick, if you marry my daughter, you'll always have good scotch.
Yeah, right. And that's a really good
thing
to say.
And the fact that Nick didn't propose to Corinne right then.
Oh, well, I guess we're getting married now.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like a good scotch.
Right?
Welcome to the Rose Before Rose, the podcast no longer about The Bachelor, but just about scotch.
Just about scotch.
Yeah.
The
Scotch Watch.
Scotch.
That's what we're calling it now.
Scotch tape.
Scotch tape. Scotch tape. The Scotch.
Who wants to talk about Lagavulin?
Lagavulin. That's the one I know. Do you know any other Scotch?
I know Johnny Walker has a couple.
Oh, that's
scotches.
One. That's a Scotch. See, this is bad.
This now
we've ruined it.
Now we've ruined it.
Now we've lost all of our listeners. If insulting the entire western part of New York, and
I apologize for that.
I know what I'm saying is it's been a downhill. Just,
I apologize.
No. I think you said the right things, and I think all of our listeners appreciated your apology.
Thank you. Listeners,
but I'm just saying we figured out the how to ruin this podcast.
Yeah.
excuse me.
So Garrett or Blake is meeting the family now.
Yes.
And he's more. And again, this may have been editing at work here, but he definitely seems more nervous than Garrett did. Garrett definitely put on his confidence that morning.
Oh, he put on his confidence.
Garrett,
good callback.
Thank you. Garrett put on his confidence that morning. Blake, I don't think, did.
No, Blake did not put on his confidence. Did Blake know he was meeting them second going in?
I think so.
Okay. That would play into it.
That would shake me. And that's the thing. We talk
I'm
about
like,
this
oh,
about the...
he's already gotten the first impression. Because that first impression is so fucking important.
And that's the thing. We...
Because now all of the family... And that's what sucks.
Yeah.
Because now all of the family is now comparing that person to you. And it's tough. And no matter how much you say you want to, it's tough not to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not faulting the family. I'm saying it's just that's the situation.
It's the same thing that we talk about this during Fantasy Suites, and I feel the same way about Hometown. So, like, if I were a contestant or if I were the lead, I wouldn't want to know what order that we're going in. I wouldn't tell them.
I'll
like,
assume
I just
them first.
Yeah, like I just don't like I, that. I don't think that information is
but
necessary.
The family. I just think the family shouldn't say we've met the other person.
Absolutely should.
It puts
because,
more pressure
like,
on them
because
person.
Like that happened
to now. Be better than them.
Yeah.
Why don't I just be me?
Yeah.
And that sucks. And I felt a little bit like that for Blake. Like, Blake, you shouldn't have to compare yourself to Garrett. You
no.
should just be yourself and be Blake.
Because Blake is pretty good.
He's fine.
Yeah.
And so that I don't think they should tell them. I think it creates a lot of anxiety in their mind.
Yeah. Blake has, you know, conversations with family members about... You know, similar things. And he doesn't talk about Garrett's failed marriage, but he does talk about his relationship with Becca. He talks about how he's like attracted to strong women because he feels like he's had a lot of strong female role models in his life,
which is very good.
Which is good. Good job, Blake. Like, but I do remember he was a lot more outwardly nervous than Garrett was.
Yeah, and then he keeps talking about like he feels like Becca's off. He feels like something's off. He hates talking about Garrett all this time. And and I get that. I totally sympathize.
Because he knows he's being compared to Garrett right now.
He's in his own head a bit too much. Then he deserves to be.
Yeah.
And that I felt bad about.
I agree.
So, but the meeting, like, I think it was more in his head because as he leaves, they're like, we loved him.
Yeah, they really liked him.
The family was like,
we
loved him.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, oh, man, Blake, I wish you could have seen that. Like, they loved you.
Yeah.
So that I thought was a little shitty that, you know, he felt that way and it wasn't the truth.
Yep.
But what is the next thing that happens?
So now we get after a quick little breakdown with Becca and her family where this is where the scene happens where she like cries with her mom saying, I don't want to hurt anybody. Then it's time for the dates because Becca gets one more date, one more one-on-one with each of these boys.
Yes.
Obviously Garrett goes first.
Why not give him, whatever, fine.
We don't need to discuss orders more, but...
No, it's true.
And they have, like, another... They have, like, another get-on-a-boat-go-swimming date. There was some biking involved.
That was all...
It was just kind of, like, a fun date. But
yes.
This is also the point... This is so fucked up, what I'm gonna say. This is when I knew Garrett was gonna win. Because we got a talking head from Becca where she said that Garrett reminds her of her dad.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
I remember that.
I remember she
that
said that
she
and go
said.
In my head I went,
oh,
Garrett's gonna win.
Yeah, I said that too.
Yep.
I was like, hey, he won.
Garrett's gonna win.
He won.
There it is.
It was inevitable.
Yep.
If one of them reminded of her father, that was
the one. That was gonna be it.
And that's not okay, that sounds like we're like, oh, dismissing it. It's like, but clearly we've seen Becca, like, her love for her father is her one of her like things that drives her and
it's
that
one of her like
her.
Character traits.
Yeah,
you know?
It defines her.
Yeah.
And if someone gives her that joy like that, of course she's
exactly.
Yeah.
And then Garrett talks about how he likes how Becca pronounces the word bag.
bed. And that was what, like, this is the thing you want the world to see. I just love it. She says bag.
I love the way she says
I love her.
Bag.
Bag. Thanks. Like, thanks, all right,
Garrett. Let's
let's bag right. this one up.
All right, this is a great love story. You guys
bag this one to go.
Hey. You know, paper or plastic,
I've got,
huh,
got those crazy bag jokes.
So Garrett had that date.
Yeah, that was the thing that happened.
Was there more? I'm like trying to scroll through this.
No, there really isn't.
There isn't a whole lot more of Garrett's date. It was a good date. They go swimming. It looks nice.
No. Okay. Yeah. This is those. We've said this a million times.
Yeah.
In this podcast, these are the dates that are way better not on camera.
Yeah, because they're fun to be on, but they're not fun.
They know each other so well.
Yeah.
At this point, so well. I think in air quotes. They know each other so well, but so now it's not about a date about necessarily breaking down barriers or doing anything different. It's about just creating more, like just fueling this fantasy more and just falling more in love. It's not about, like, let's do some fun shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm spitting a lot. It's gross.
That's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
I'm not even noticing. Yeah, at this point, like, I really feel like it's really genuinely about the relationship that these two are having and not necessarily
and
about...
And that's why it's not fun to watch.
And it's not about the spectacle, really. Because you think about Blake's one-on-one date at the very beginning where they're smashing shit with Lil Jon.
It was amazing.
Yeah. But that's like, that's spectacle. That's television. That's big. At this point, we're actually like...
Because that's breaking down our barriers. That's getting to know each other a little bit. Let's do something weird that can talk about later. Remember that time we broke stuff with Lil Jon?
Yeah.
Joe. Like, yeah.
And now it's really about, like, sort of cementing that relationship and the love that these two people have for each other. And this is a really weird thing that I'm saying about a reality show. But, like, I never thought I'd be this invested in a reality show. And I know how often, like, I feel like you talk about that more than I do. Like, I never saw this happening to me either. Just saying.
Yeah, we're on the same page on this
one. Yeah.
That really is the thing. That really is it. They go swimming, they spend time with each other.
They had dinner.
He's just Blake. Garrett is just nervous.
Yeah,
Blake is too. They're both nervous.
Nervous.
Welcome to the finale.
Yeah.
Throughout this, I think just it's fair to mention we don't get a lot of Chris Harrison talking during after the Final Rose live event. He just like, what was that? It was crazy.
There wasn't a lot of after the Final Rose. Like,
did you see the one time they went to commercial too quickly?
No,
they went to commercial too quickly at one point. So I'm watching the Hulu at least. It was this. So it was like, so what's going to happen? He go get blackout.
Oh.
They blacked out right on him when he was like, what's going to happen? Who knows? And then I was like, did The Bachelor end? Is it over? No, it came back.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so mainly, so the reason we're not talking about what's happening during after the Final Rose, because nothing.
Because there's really not a whole lot happening.
Nothing happens. And nothing happens until after one of them is... after Blake doesn't get picked. That's the only time someone
And he's only there for a few minutes. And also, like, we have... Like Chris Harrison already devoured a soul this season. He doesn't need another for another,
for another
6 months.
And I will say he does not destroy Blake.
No.
He is very kind to Blake.
Yeah. Hold on. My dad just texted me, and I just want to make sure that everyone's chill.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want this is good podcasting. Me walking away to grab my phone.
No, it's you know, if it was Uncle Chuck, you'd check.
Yeah, exactly. Oh no, it's a picture of my sister wearing a sorting hat in Target.
Excuse me, sorry guys.
We're all good.
So that was their date. Now
Blake
on to Blake's date.
Blake's date.
Yep.
So Blake
date. So
they're
riding bikes.
Is similar.
Yeah, it's the same stuff. It's just Blake. The main differences between Blake's dates and Garrett's dates at this point is that Blake talks a bit more about, I'm nervous, and I'm like, I don't know, you might not pick me, and she's like, I know, I might not.
Blake knows, I think, already that he's not going to win.
He said it in a talking head, he's like, I have it in the pit of my stomach, I'm not going to win.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know, I think he still could, but yeah, probably.
Yeah, like at this point too, I was also feeling like Blake's not winning.
I knew from the beginning. Remember, I said this to you. I'm like, I kept my fantasy team Blake, but my heart was like Garrett's winning.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, it's such bad TV at this point.
No, it's not good. There's nothing good about
because
this.
Because literally in the first episode of this season, they said, let's not talk about this now. Let's get through the rest of this and let's get to the proposals and let's finish talking about this fucking episode.
I think you're right.
So Blake has his date. He's nervous. They ride bikes.
They have fun.
I thought Garrett had bikes. Did you ride bikes with Blake too?
No.
Okay.
No. Garrett was swimming. Blake was bikes.
Blake was bikes? Okay. Apparently, Blake gave Becca some sort of time capsule box thing.
Yeah, it was really cute.
It was adorable.
It was adorable.
I'm going to be honest, I don't remember
that. I remember this. So it was this whole little box that he bought, and he put notes that he wrote about his... about the things that they did and pictures they took together. It was stupid cute.
Yeah.
And I was like...
That is cute.
Aww. You cute boy.
She's about to shatter your world.
But what I will say, you know what I like about both of these dudes, though?
Yeah.
You know, every time I watch this show, I hate when a guy takes a really macho or stupid, aggro attitude.
Yeah.
That's why I was so down on Connor. I think Connor's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I agree. No matter how much of an actual criminal Lincoln is, it still was shitty to do said thing.
Yeah, the picture throwing.
Yes. And I loved that both of these men were very in tune with their own emotions and were very comfortable and in a way of being even though they had the walls kind of broken down, they were I'm going to show you I'm a caring person. And I'm that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see a man being able to access those feelings. Because that's important for me as a person who does that a lot. It's a more mainstream idea. I don't know. That just feels important to me.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I think men having emotions should be more normalized.
I agree.
So at this point...
That's why I like Jason so much.
Yeah, Jason was good.
That's why I like Jason. Yeah. Because Jason, I felt...
Jason was very... He was very open. So at this point in the show now, the smoke fills the room.
They've both met Neil Lane.
That's what I was getting to.
Oh, okay.
The smoke fills the room.
Oh.
The doors of hell open up and Neil Lane walks out.
I have rings.
Neil Lane walks out with his box of rings and slaps them down on a table.
I'm Neil Lane. Good to meet you.
Khajiit has wares if you have the coin to spare.
This one has rings for you. this one brings rings from far off lands. That was good.
I'm starting I've been discussing this for a couple days now. Neil Lane also devours the souls of the men
as he shakes their hand.
No, I think when he gets the ring back from the runner up.
Sorry, kid.
It's like a soul gem. Like when Becca dumps them, their soul goes into the ring, and then Neil Lane picks it up and takes it back.
It's like a little Blake is caught in the gem,
Let
me out. Then he just looks lifeless.
Yeah, and then Neil Lane wrinkles disappear from his face, and he slowly starts becoming Chris Harrison, because I firmly believe they're the same person.
Oh, but one is the Nega Chris.
Yeah.
Oh shit. That's a theory that I am totally Chris, down
they,
with.
But they both need to. They're both the same man, but at different points in their life.
Right.
And Neil Lane is trying to get back to being Chris Harrison, but Chris Harrison
by stealing the youth.
But Chris Harrison is stealing souls, so he never ages into Neil Lane.
It's
a race against time that neither of them can win.
Wow, that's an amazing theory you've created.
Yeah,
I believe it.
Yeah,
yeah, we cracked it.
Yep. So both men pick out a ring to propose to Becca.
They're both stealing the souls of young men, one to never age and the other to never die. Well, both of them never want to die.
Yeah.
But one to try to get younger.
One to regain his former youth and one to never reach the old age he fears.
And they're constantly clashing at each other from across the universe.
One of these days...
It's when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object.
Do you think... Chris Harrison and Neil Lane are friends?
What if they're BFFs?
I don't think they're BFFs. I just think they're buds.
They're buds. I think they're texting each other.
I think they're the kind of friends that they don't talk very often, but they definitely text each other on their birthdays.
Hey, happy birthday, man. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a quick one.
Yeah. Just once a year, hey, Neil, happy birthday.
Oh yeah, he definitely posts on his Facebook for having.
Yeah,
that guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
No, I think it's a text message. It's private.
A text message. Oh yeah, that's nice. Chris Harrison would do that.
Yeah, I think so.
That's good.
Chris Harrison is the kind of guy who texts you happy birthday. He doesn't.
You think
post
if you're
on
friends
Facebook.
With Neil Lane when it's your birthday, he just sends you a diamond.
If you deserve it.
Right. Here's just a diamond for you. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now it's proposal time.
Yes.
It's proposal o'clock.
They've both met. They've picked out the rings. I think it's a fair time to just talk about both of these rings.
I like
quickly.
Blake's ring better.
You like Blake's ring better?
Yeah.
Apparently it was a cushion cut diamond.
Yeah.
Is what that was called,
I
right?
think that...
Why do I remember that?
I don't know. I liked the design of Garrett's ring more, I think, but I didn't like the metal. Like, I didn't like the actual band color.
That, yeah,
I thought if it was like a silver ring,
I agree, 100%.
It would have
exactly
been a much better ring.
But I liked how the three stones were set.
Yes,
that I liked more. I didn't like. I just thought the other one was too big.
It was Blake's ring was flashier.
Yes.
But I liked where. But I liked the sort of the composition of it a little more.
I agree.
Yeah. And I think Garrett's ring was good, and so did Becca.
She was very happy.
Yeah. So we get a solid, like, 5-minute montage of Garrett and Blake getting on boats and arriving.
It's all it is. It's just Garrett.
Yeah.
Blake. Garrett.
And they're just, like, staring off into the distance on this island. As they go on a boat to an island where potentially their daughter has invited them to a wedding. That's my three dads. I'm talking about Mama Mia right now.
You finally did it. You've been so removed from this podcast because all you've been doing is trying to think, how the fuck can I put Mama Mia into this goddamn podcast? And you finally figured it out.
I was trying to find a way in to mention Mama Mia because I watched the first one for the first time pretty recently. And it was really good. And then I saw the second one, and it was even better. But Alan doesn't want to talk about Mamma Mia.
I don't want
Mamma
Mia at all.
Alan's job was to stop me from talking about Mamma Mia this episode.
Because I didn't know when you were going to fucking do it. Right? You come, he's like, oh, guess what? Mamma Mia joke. You're out of here. I was worried it was coming.
He knew
and then
it, yeah.
We're at the end, and I'm like, oh, great. We're not getting any Mamma Mia jokes. But nope.
Nope.
Fucking somehow you figured it out.
I got one in there. Yeah.
Fucking hate Mamma Mia.
Fucking love Mamma Mia.
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
One of these boys gets their heart broken.
So Blake arrives first,
and of course, as we all know, when someone is getting out in the finale, you just look at their shoes, and whoever it is, it's like, oh, who is it? Oh no, it's Blake.
Yeah, because they always start with like the feet, and you slowly pan up. And this time, they did something good that I don't know if this
they
was
made
planned.
Them dress similarly.
They both Blake and Garrett were wearing the same color suit,
which was smart.
I feel like that was
remember,
a move.
Remember when it was Raven and Vanessa. You knew by Raven's shoes immediately.
Yeah.
Dress.
And like, well, not even that. Like, just, you know, like, just, like, I remember JoJo's season of The Bachelorette. Like, what, like, Jordan, who ultimately won, he was wearing a dark blue suit. And Robbie, who was the runner-up, he was wearing a much lighter suit. Like,
so when
Robbie got out of the limo, it was obvious immediately who was going home. And this, they had Blake and Garrett wearing the same color. It was the same color suit, and I thought that was a good
move.
The
shoes that gave it away, though.
The shoes gave it away because one of them.
I recognized Blake's shoes.
Yeah. So.
Which is weird that I knew to like pick like what shoes do I? Okay, now I know.
Now you know who it is. So Blake arrives to this dock.
What he thinks is going to be a great day.
And he gets up there and he starts.
I hate this so much. It happens every time. It's like. You know, I can't believe we're here. I love you.
Yep.
I love you so much.
And you watch, like...
I'm gonna let you finish.
Yep.
But...
Becca...
I don't love you.
I think Becca let him go on longer than most people do. He was about to pull the ring out.
Oh,
usually people get stopped before then.
Yeah. It's like one of those, like... Honey.
Real quick.
Shut the fuck up. You're not getting the final rose. You're gone.
So Blake does not get. So Becca cuts him off just as he's about to take the ring out of his pocket.
So about to just take the ring out.
And at this point, I am completely devastated that Blake didn't turn and just dive into the ocean and swim away. Just immediately, Becca says, wait, 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 stop. I'm surprised Blake just didn't just throw himself into the water and swim.
Just die.
Yep. Suit and all, just, I'm out. Swim. Just take to the sea, Blake.
Just
take to the sea. Is the chair good?
Yeah, chair's fine. Okay. It moved off of the carpet.
Oh, okay. And then, so then they do the old, can I walk you out? And of course,
it's not fun to watch. It's like 20 minutes of
crying. Feel like they contractually have to say yes to that. Because honestly, if I were in that situation, it's like, can I walk you out? No!
No! And like, look, I am in a state right now.
I am in a bad place right now. Don't make this worse.
Leave me.
Leave me alone here.
No, I don't want to see. And Blake was definitely like, I don't want to see you right now.
Yeah.
He just dips. Like, once he, to Blake's credit, he goes like, all right. Like,
he holds it together, until he gets in that limo.
He holds it together, and he just dips. Like, yeah. He's like, I do not want to be here.
Yep.
I don't want to see her right now. Like, he's not, I mean, he's probably mad at her, but he's like, I don't want to put her through this.
Yeah.
He's not like, I don't want to, like, give her shit. It's like, I just want to put her through this, and I'm walking.
And then it fades back to after the final rose, where Blake is now sitting on the hot seat with Chris Harrison. Mm-hmm. And Chris Harrison says the same thing he says to every runner-up.
Wow, that was hard to watch.
No. Was that hard to watch?
Was that hard to watch?
And then yes. They always say, how hard, yes, Christopher!
How hard was it?
Very!
Did you not like it? Yes. How much did you not like it? A lot. This is the worst Chris Harrison is at asking questions.
Yeah.
This is the only time when he's like, when I'm like, well, fucking yeah! Like,
yeah. I just, it was, and that was really all of it. Like, we didn't see much more of Blake. A lot of it was
like asking much about Blake. Blake, you know, how do you feel? He articulates himself very well, says he's gotten a lot better. He knows he's going to, like, bounce back from this really well.
Sure.
And I'm like, good for you, Blake. They bring Becca out, and Becca talks to him. He's like, clearly I'm always going to have feelings for her.
Yeah.
I love her, but I wish her the best.
Yeah.
And they have a really nice moment. They hug. It doesn't seem like there's any animosity between him towards her.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to be friends, but...
Mm-mm. But that's completely
understandable. Which is fine. No, it's completely fine.
But like...
Jesus.
But they're definitely not on, like, I hate you terms.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's exactly what I want. There wasn't, like, well, Rachel clearly is still mad at Peter.
Yeah.
And, like, Peter's clearly still mad at her.
Yeah.
Like, they're definitely, like, yeah, like...
Yeah, those two don't speak anymore.
No, they do not speak anymore. But this is, like, if they saw each other, they're like, hey, good to see you.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
All right.
If they run into each other at Starbucks, they'd hug.
She might wish him happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah, she might text... I don't think she's gonna text him happy birthday. I think she's,
It's a Facebook happy
birthday. It's a Facebook happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she might be silly. Happy birthday or some shit.
Yeah, you know. she'll like post an emoji of like or like
of cake
of cake. Yeah.
Or, you know what I've started doing for people's birthdays?
What?
I just started linking them the song "Ratchet Happy Birthday" by Drake.
Nice.
That's been a fun one.
Yeah.
Can we say that? Can we say that song because it's by Drake, right? I won't get in trouble
for saying ratchet.
No, for like saying a song.
No, just stating the name
of
the song?
I'm not even sure. I don't know. You know, we talk about Parrot all the time. We're worried about them suing us.
And they haven't, though.
That's
so
true.
Clearly,
yeah, they don't listen to this shit.
Clearly, we can keep talking about Powerade.
And no more Powerade and no Mamma Mia.
Okay. What about gym leader types? Can we go back
to
that?
I'm so excited to talk about. I have a lot of thoughts.
So, after Chris and after Becca and Chris and Blake are all done on the couch, we go back to watch Garrett propose to Becca.
Yes, because he won.
Yep.
He got the final rose.
So Garrett does the thing where he shows up and he says, hey, I love you.
I love you.
Let's get married.
And finally, Becca does say,
I love you too.
And he's like, oh, love. Let's go do it.
Yeah.
That's really what, like, they definitely.
Let's go back to the treehouse.
Okay. I want to point this one thing out. That I thought was very funny that they like, okay, so after that happens and they have him out there and Chris is Chris is asking him, so like, what's it like for you guys, like, when you get together? They definitely want to say, oh, we're banging all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear it in their words, like behind their words. They're like, oh, you know, we get together, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, all you're doing is saying, like, oh, we're just having sex all the time. That is what we're doing. Yeah. And I'm like, good. Like, I hope that's what you're doing. But, like, they were trying to insert that feeling into every word.
Yep. They did a good job with that.
Oh, yeah.
So we get
a little video of them, like, together as a couple for once. And they're
which gave me, like, a little bit of a flashback to seeing Ari and Becca. I was like, oh, no. What's happening?
Are we in the bizarro world?
we're seeing a video of, like...
It's about to happen again!
Oh, God, it's happening again. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Garrett's getting back together with his ex-wife.
Oh, my God, Rose just showed up.
Or, I mean, fucking Becca's boyfriend showed up on Ari's season.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking Ross.
I was was that, what was his name?
That was his name, yeah,
Ross. Oh, my
Ross.
God, Ross.
Ross.
Worst character on Friends and fucking nerd.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's it. That's the episode.
So that's the episode!
Becca and Garrett are, now it is actually after the final rose.
Yep.
And Becca and Garrett are out there, and they're super happy. They're holding hands. They're like, we did it, you know? And Chris Harrison is like, so what's it like? And it's like, it's tough.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah.
And this is when it gets to... This is when it gets to the one point in the episode where, like, it actually, like, addresses a real-life issue.
Yep.
So they come back from a break, and Chris Harrison goes, so you've gone, you know, through some, you know... trials and tribulations, and like Garrett like knows exactly where this question is going. He goes, let me just stop you right there. So during the season, an issue with my Instagram posts came up, and that was hard for us to kind of, you know, to come to terms with, and it created a bit of an issue within our relationship. But honestly, but here's where I give Garrett a lot of points. He said all the right things.
Yep.
And who knows if that was just what they told him to say or whatever, but as far as I know, this is how he feels, and this is the way he's moving forward. He said, I realize that a lot of my likes and a lot of things I do have a lot more of an overarching effect on other people, and I need to be more careful with the things that I like and the things that I share and the things that I have, my beliefs.
Yeah.
So I'm working on that.
We've also, this is something I was thinking about. It's entirely likely that, like, he had some sort of statement from ABC, but it's also entirely likely that, like, he had a statement from Becca, because Becca does work in PR, last I checked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Becca's also definitely hella, like, liberal.
Oh, yeah, no, she's very openly very liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as I'm saying, like, they definitely had a lot of conversations.
Yeah,
about this. You could tell she was like, you better fucking say this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you were working on it. And she even says, like, we're working on it. Like,
yeah. That said, though, I don't follow Garrett on Instagram, but I do follow Becca, and they seem to be doing all right.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah. They're still together.
They're hella cute together.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you feel about Garrett, guys, like, he's apologized. There's nothing else... What I'm saying is, like, I think we want to be more angry at him because of the environment we're in.
Yeah, the climate that we find ourselves in right now.
But he's apologized. He's done more than a lot of other people have. He's apologized for liking things, and he said, I'm working on myself. Look, I understand that public shaming to a degree can make people kind of, like, have a difference of opinion or change, you know, public opinion about stuff. But at this point, we've shamed him enough that he's apologized and said, I'm going to work on myself. Isn't that all you need? Like, why do you still dislike him?
We haven't heard jack shit from Lincoln.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, because he's in jail, probably.
I don't think he's in jail.
Might be soon.
He might be, yeah. But yeah, I think, like, I was personally fine with Garrett's, not proposal. What's that word? Apology.
Apology.
Apology. Sorry, I forgot the word apology for a moment. I thought he was...
I'm sorry. I forgot the word apology for a moment. I just wanted you to...
I heard what I said.
Okay, good.
I heard what I said.
Okay, good.
But I think they do good there.
I agree.
Then we get something that I...
Daddy's ready to. It's Christmas time in Bachelor World.
It's time for a present from Dad.
Dad's trying to give you some gifts. He's like, hey.
So do you remember?
This is so good because Chris Harrison, like, knows. This is when Chris Harrison adopts the dad.
Yeah.
The dad moment where he's just like, hey.
Because he's got this beautiful
new. We're gonna let you go without nothing.
But, you know, Chris Harrison, it's ready for his. He's ready for his kids to move out, so he gives them a car.
He doesn't just give them a... So first, they send them back to Thailand.
Yep.
And then he's like, hey, you didn't think we'd let you leave here empty-handed, did you?
This isn't how Chris Harrison talks. Go outside,
but that's how his inner dad talks.
Okay, okay.
That's his inner, like, I'm the dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, fine, I'll do a real Chris Harrison. You didn't think we'd let you leave empty-handed. Outside is your new gift. Is that better?
Yeah, it was a lot better.
Thank you. So they go outside, and there's a big old van.
Was it the same minivan that Garrett drove up in?
I don't think so. I think it was like a white Honda Odyssey. Okay. I don't know why I remember that.
Someone also pointed out that that on the back of this van that Chris Harrison just gifted to Becca and Garrett is like a human rights sticker, like bumper sticker on the back of
That's
it.
That's awesome.
To, because, hey, fuck you, Garrett.
Was that, do you think that was a little like, yo, fuck this dude?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's like, that could be one of the most low-key burns Chris Harrison has ever pulled on someone. But Garrett does say one of my favorite things is when, like, which I definitely felt wasn't planned. He goes, oh, let's do the van thing. And
yeah.
I'm like, good one.
Yeah.
That's like, you got points, Garrett.
You know, I don't think we heard let's do the damn thing as often as I...
As like, I wanted to.
Not even as often as I want to. As often as I thought we were going to.
Yeah.
Like, I thought we were going to hear it, like, unbearably often.
Right, exactly. And then, though, it was a thing we said in two episodes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
But that's it. That's the whole episode.
That's the 3-hour finale
that's
right there.
That's the finale that we had to cover.
So Becca's engaged.
Becca is engaged. She's engaged.
Garrett's engaged.
It's nice. To each other.
Yeah, they're engaged to each other. Blake is, I assume, lying on the floor somewhere.
Yeah, he's just
in complete silence.
In the fetal position.
And that's the Bachelorette.
So the Bachelor has claimed another soul.
The Bachelor, Chris Harrison or Neil, has taken another soul.
Neil Harrison.
We'll figure this out later. We'll figure this out later. And that's it. That's the episode.
That's our 20th episode.
That's our 20th episode.
Oh my god.
So
we did it.
Yeah. Play the game?
This feels good. Play the game.
Yeah. All right. All right, so Alan, what was your play of the game this episode?
This episode was so boring.
It was a boring episode.
Okay. I'm just going to give it to let's do the van thing.
Give it to Garrett?
Let's do the van thing.
Okay.
It's a great joke.
Yep.
Solid goof.
Very good goof. God, now I'm struggling.
Were you also going to do the van thing?
Honestly, I didn't even have one. I just want to give it to just Chris Harrison for being an excellent host this season.
Yeah, just get, you know what? Just give his props.
Yeah, I think
just always a great
I
job.
Think just
he doesn't get enough love on this
I
podcast.
Don't think Chris Harrison, yeah, I don't think he just gets enough love in general. I think people love Chris Harrison, but not nearly enough.
That's true.
I think we need to bring back just the love of Chris Harrison.
Yeah, for the love of Chris Harrison. It's our new podcast.
There we go.
Airing next week. For the love of Chris Harrison, where we do a deep dive into the life of Christopher
Brian.
P. Harrison.
Brian
Harrison. Christopher Brian Harrison.
Yep.
Where we just talk about, you know, what he's doing. What things has he done recently?
What's he up to?
What was his life
We're
like?
Going into the off season in a couple weeks.
That's
What's he going to do?
Oh my God, a deep
Probably
dive.
Play golf.
Probably play golf. do you think just in his regular life he just like brings people together? It's like, hey, you two like each other. You're welcome.
He just walks
into a coffee shop. Coming up, your marriage, and then he walks.
I feel like Chris Harrison. There's two. Like I feel like he goes to places where people
up,
are on
my
dates.
Coffee.
He goes to places where people are on dates, but specifically like awkward teenagers, and he just has roses, and he just. And like, can you imagine? No,
Jeremy,
just like, think about this.
This is the final rose.
Like, he'll imagine two teenagers on a very awkward date at a pizza place. They're maybe 17 years old, 16, 17. They're sitting across from each other. They're sharing a pizza.
Is this taken from real life events?
No.
No.
And then a man in a suit walks by, and there's a plate and there's a rose on it, and he just sets it down and says, "This is the final rose tonight. When you're ready." And then just walks away.
Oh my god. I feel like that's the greatest thing ever. Can we contact him and see if we can just make that video? Just setting him into pizza shops on dates. Yeah. The final rose. When you're ready.
When you're ready.
And he walks away. Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
Right? Like he's got to stay like in shape for bachelor season.
Oh yeah. Like you got to get the vocal cords ready. You got to get the tone correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Got to work on your hand gestures.
We talked about this too. He definitely does that in the mirror.
Oh, of course.
He looks at himself. Christopher Harrison. When you're ready.
It's all coming up tonight.
All coming up tonight.
On The Bachelor.
Tonight. Tonight.
Tonight.
No, that's wrong. Tonight.
Have you noticed that he has kind of like a more like jovial kind of fun attitude in the voiceovers for the Bachelor in Paradise trailers?
Yeah, so because he's having a great time. He's having a great time. You know Christopher Harrison is drinking so much. He's having a grand old fucking time. Chris probably loves Bachelor in Paradise.
I think he loves Bachelor in Paradise. Because yeah. Like, here's the thing, I love Bachelor in Paradise.
It's inherently the silliest.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Yeah.
Because it's literally taking all of the fan favorites and then also Chris R. and putting them on a beach and just like, hey.
Drink!
Hey, you remember Wells?
Everybody's kissing everybody, to quote Leo.
You remember Wells? He's the bartender.
And Yuki!
Remember Yuki? She's here too.
She's here too. And me!
And
Chris Harrison!
Do you remember how Yuki didn't speak English, really? She still doesn't.
That's awesome. How's her relationship with Wells?
So she actually wasn't in the first episode.
Beans.
Yeah, so I think she'll probably... But also, I remember Wells wasn't in the first episode last season.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, we're going to do a separate episode on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, I was curious.
Yeah, we're going to do a separate episode. There is one moment on Bachelor in Paradise that I want to talk about, and it's the moment where Wells meets Wills. And it's just a very good scene as they, like, shake hands and look at each other. Mm. And it's like, hey, that's HR.
There's just a quiet understanding between them.
Yeah.
That's great.
They just, like, shake hands and they just, like, kind of nod. Yeah. It's like, I'm Wells.
Yeah. Yeah. You get it. Yeah, and it's good, and they leave.
Yeah,
I like that. I'm excited to watch the episode.
Oh, I would be too. I'm ready. I'm ready to go watch the next episode because that's tonight. You got some messages on your phone there.
Yeah, I should check something.
I'm
ready to go.
All right, cool. Let's. We did play the game.
We did play the game. I think it's just time to just close this out.
Let's finish this
like we usually do.
Yeah. So let's do it. So hey guys, thanks for listening to Bros Before Rose.
Our 20th episode.
This podcast for me has run longer than my last podcast. I'm very happy about that.
Was it so great?
Yeah, my last podcast only went 14 episodes.
We say this all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And we say that all the fucking time.
Yep.
But, I don't know, just like when you hit... I don't think we have another milestone until we hit like 50 episodes.
Yeah, we have another milestone until...
Yeah, 50 is our next milestone. But still to have done this for 20 episodes, it feels great. And
yeah.
I'm just so stoked that like we're so like we've listened to our previous recordings and like how we've improved about how we
I think we've definitely improved
how we're able to talk about the show, how we're able to kind of work with our comedy
so
well too. I think is just really fun.
Yeah.
And I'm every time we do this it's really great. So
I agree.
I once again always have fun doing this.
Yeah, me too. This is really big for me. I really enjoy podcasting I get to work on my comedy. I do the editing for this podcast too, so I get to work on that. Like it's just a good overall experience for me,
and so that's why like
gives us time to hang out as buds.
Yeah. Well that's a given.
Yeah,
and anytime two large best friends hang out it's a good time.
Yeah,
but I think too is that's why it's so important for us to hear from anyone who listens to this podcast. So
yeah,
we know that we're doing a good job and that we know that people are enjoying us because we want people to enjoy this awesome thing that we do and this silly thing that we do with each other.
That said, if you want to get in touch with us, you can.
Please do.
Through our hosting platform, Anchor, will allow you to leave us voice messages that if you so choose, we can have them played back on a future episode of this podcast. You can also reach us on Facebook at facebook.com/brosbeforerosecast. And you can also check out our respective Twitter accounts at oldmanbeefy.
At bossmoss91.
I haven't tweeted much lately.
That
isn't anything about Bachelor in Paradise, to be honest.
Which is, if you're looking at his tweets, that's probably what you want.
Yeah, that's fair, actually.
If you're listening to this podcast, that's what you want.
That's what you want. You want my hot takes on Bachelor in Paradise. I'm just checking. Have I tweeted anything like good recently? Yep, literally just the theme song to Bachelor in Paradise. Also a retweet from the Chex Mix Twitter account.
Do you have any Chex Mix?
Just saying, will you accept this rose? Do you have any Chex Mix?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I totally understand that level of thinking.
Yeah. That's it? That it?
We did it.
We hit Anchor, we hit Facebook, we hit Twitter.
Yeah.
That's it?
I love it.
Cool.
All right.
We'll be back soon with a recap.
Yeah, expect a new episode coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
Because this one was late. We want to get the other one done as quick as
we can. Yeah, because then we also have another one that we need to do.
Yeah.
We're about to be two episodes behind.
Yeah, isn't it tonight. Great?
Yeah. So we're going to be playing a little bit of catch-up this season. Hopefully we'll get an episode on Bachelor in Paradise, the first episode out as soon as possible, and then the second episode shortly afterwards.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for listening to Bros for a Rose, everyone. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
And this has been the most
dramatic episode yet.
You know, I liked doing the in sort of like get like setting you up for the alley-oop. I like doing it more last.
Here's the alley-oop. Slam dunk. Score. Touchdown.
I think it worked because then I don't need to like try to be in sync with you because I always fuck that part.
Well, yeah, you guys are horrible at that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not good at that part.
I wish you'd be better.
I know.
I mean, I want you to know that. Discovery Channel.